hot this weekend. It was like in the 90s.
Well, maybe 1996. That was a pretty hot summer. I wouldn't know about the rest of the 90s. This is the Midtown Comics Podcast, episode 51.
I'm Thor.
I'm Demetrius.
I didn't get that joke at all.
You're asking me if it was in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
It was 1996. That's how hot it was. Like, as hot it was as 1996.
Okay. Okay. So we're back. We had a 2-week break?
Yeah.
What were last week I was in Baltimore for Baltimore Comic Con. What were you doing?
I was in Baltimore for Baltimore Comic Con.
Oh yeah, I forgot you were there too.
No, not Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore, Maine. Baltimore, Maine. How was the Baltimore, Maine Comic Con?
It's a population of 70 people.
Were they all at the comic convention?
Yeah, and you know, it's a small town, so they're all like gossiping in each other's business and stuff. It wasn't that great. We got to see the trailer for Neurotic Hobo. It was this indie comic about
Neurotic Hobo.
Yeah, Neurotic Hobo.
About a neurotic homeless person.
It takes place in communist Russia, and he's a neurotic hobo. He's an alcoholic. And he fights in a train yard.
That's weird, because when I was in Baltimore, Maryland Comic-Con, I saw the trailer for Atomic Robo.
Whoa, that Atomic Hobo?
No, Atomic Robo.
Oh, Atomic Robo.
Not Neurotic Hobo.
Whoa, that's like a similar name, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Yeah, kind of like how Baltimore, Maryland and Baltimore, Maine are similar.
Yeah, well, no, Baltimore, Maryland's in the mountains.
That's weird. I mean,
Baltimore, Maine is in the mountains, yeah.
It's weird stuff. Weird stuff. I saw the trailer for the Atomic Robo.
Wait, do you want to talk about the Atomic Robo thing, or should I continue about the Neurotic Hobo?
No, please, go ahead.
You know, I'm a huge fan of Neurotic Hobo, because it's similar to Po' Boy, which was Po' Boy, which is Mike Mazinski project from the 90s, about a poor guy with a big hand who fights Nazis as well.
Yeah, that sounds somewhat similar to something else I've heard. So anyways.
He's part of the BPRD, Bums Police Republic Department. Poor boy.
Poor boy. So in Baltimore, I got a chance to see the Atomic Robo Last Stop trailer. And I met the director, Joe Krasinski, and we're going to have him on the show today.
Really?
Yeah, with his...
I was trying to schedule the guys who did the Neurotic Hobo thing, and you said we had Jim Lee.
Well, Jim Lee canceled at the last minute, but Joe was available, so.
All right. Well,
we're also going to have the lead storyboard designer that worked on the show.
Jeff McComsey?
How'd you know?
Because he worked on Neurotic Hobo as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So that's our interview for this week. Do you got any more Neurotic Hobo news to keep me up to date with, or should we get to it?
Yeah. So get to it. I'll introduce him. On this week's show, we have Joe Krasinski and Jeff McComsey.
Hi. Hey.
And you guys are work at the factory. You're the team behind the Atomic Robo Last Stop animated feature that's coming out.
Yeah, well, it's short the factory, kind of like fiction and factory put together.
Oh, the factory. Okay.
Factory.
We make fiction. Get it?
they factor the fiction into production.
Okay. That's beautiful. It's beautiful. So, Joe, you are directing this short film, right?
Yeah, I'm kind of directing, and, you know, I kind of run the studio as well. So, that's my role.
That's your role. And, Jeff, you are the lead storyboarder and background designer?
Yeah, in pre-production, I do storyboards, and then after production starts officially, I kind of transition into doing backgrounds with another artist that we have, Steve Becker.
Yes.
Tell me about the film. What was it that drew you guys to working on an Atomic Robo short film?
Well, we had just gotten finished well, not really just gotten finished, but we recently finished another short called American Terror Company Man, which is actually based on the American Terror graphic novel series by one Jeff McComsey.
I heard of that guy.
We'd taken it all over to some film festivals and had gotten great reception. So we were looking for another project, and these guys have been, you know, after we finish a project, I'm always looking for the next one. And we happened to be at the Pittsburgh Comic Con, kind of peddling our wares, and Scott Wegner was there as well. And the guys were like, "You probably should go over and talk to Scott." So that's kind of where the seed came from. I went up to him and I bought, I think, books 1 and 2, and I read through them in one night. This is a really good book. So and then the rest was kind of history, I guess. That's the short version.
Yeah. Are you trying to keep a lot of the same tones that the original comics had, or are you trying to give it its own spin on it?
Well, you know, it's a little bit of both, but mostly we're trying to stay as true as we can. I mean, that's why we had Brian. Brian actually wrote our first draft. So, you know, I figured the best way to get the Robo voice into this would be to actually talk to Brian and see if he could actually write it for us. And he did a bang up job. So we're kind of, that's our starting point.
Has there been have they given you a lot of support on the movie?
Oh, now, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. At first, I think it was slow going at first because we were just these guys who were like, "Hey, we want to make a cartoon based on your comic book."
Yeah, we could have easily, for all they know, we could have easily flaked 20 minutes later, been on to something else. So yeah. I think as soon as we started to actually show some progress, they were very, very vocal about it. They've been super cool about it so far.
And in fact, I've shown them a lot of stuff aside from the trailer that they've kind of wanted to show to the world at large. But, you know, I'm just kind of trying to, you know, make sure that whatever goes out there is mostly finished. You know, I don't want too much rough stuff out there.
Yeah. I know that you were showing the trailer off at the Baltimore Comic Con, and then I think on the Monday afterwards it hit online. What was the response you got from that?
Well, yeah, it hit actually the Wednesday before the Comic Con, but you know, but we did it kind of on the sly. We just kind of said, "Hey, we put it out there just to kind of see what would happen." And
I think once it got picked up by one or two major comic sites, and then it just kind of spiraled out there. And right after that, like I think probably on Friday, I think maybe Newsarama ran something, and then that was kind of the tipping point for it, really.
Right. Right. Yeah, but an Animation Magazine, which is, you know, a big animation magazine here in the States, they picked it up right away, and, you know, they've been really good about, you know, giving us some love, which is awesome for an independent studio like ours. But overall, the general response has been amazing, you know.
Now, is this Flash animated, or is it traditionally animated?
Actually, that's the interesting thing. You know, our method here is we do cell animation, which is the same type of animation that like Disney and Warner Brothers did. The only difference being is, you know, in the old days they drew on acetate, which is the clear, you know, like plastic material, so that they could paint on it as well. But what we do here is we draw on specialized animation paper, so we pencil it and then we ink it. So using two separate pieces of paper, and then we scan the inks, and then we digitally color and composite them.
Another difference with the old days is that Walt Disney used to have, you know, groups of people, and he would underpay them, and he would be extremely stringent.
Are you the Walt Disney of the Victory?
Yeah, I guess.
Director or dictator?
All true.
I'm not sure there's a difference.
Really. Now, most major animated motion pictures now are going the way of 3D. Did you ever consider doing anything 3D for this? I don't mean the 3D, but I mean it's more a CGI animation.
Sure. Well, we're actually the main villain, Helsingard, which, you know, any Atomic Robo fan will recognize. He's actually being animated in mostly 3D. But, you know, we're using a cell shading technique kind of similar to what you might have seen in like Futurama or Family Guy, you know, that whole technique. because the model that we've come up with is very complex as far as animation is concerned. So it kind of lends itself better to 3D. So he's going to 3D Helsingard is essentially going to be he's going to look like he's 2D, and he's going to be interacting with a fully 2D animated robo.
Right.
I once dated a complex model. She had she had anorexia, and she was overeating. So it's two levels.
Best of both worlds. Well,
and she was confident and, you know.
Depressed.
Depressed. So.
I can give you Halsey's number, and we can see where that goes. Take pictures.
So how far off is the movie from release?
Well, what I've been telling people is end of this year, early next year. Which is to say, you know, again, being an independent film, this it could slide a little later, but we're going to try and keep it on that schedule.
Well, give the Midtown listeners a different give us a different scale. Give us you know, either something more precise or just a different measurement on what we could see.
Or completely vague.
Yeah.
In the near future.
Yes, let's do that. In the near future, it'll be coming out.
All right.
2011. I promise.
There you go.
All right, 2011, Midtown listeners. You heard it here first, 2011.
The first official announcement that it's coming out exactly in 2011.
In 2011.
I like that. makes it sound a little more distinguished. I like that.
Really, we had to watch it before the apocalypse in 2012.
Excellent.
That's true.
That's all that matters because, you know, who's going to care?
That's the mother
that?
Of all deadlines there.
Once 2012 hits, we're done.
That's it, yeah. I know I'm canceling my subscription to 2012, so.
Subscription to what?
All my comics.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know, all magazines, Maxim, everything.
You still subscribe to Maxim?
Yeah, I still subscribe
That's
to
That's still around. I don't.
Oh, Maxim is around.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Maxim, if you're listening.
Actually, Maxim is our third biggest listener.
That's right.
Well, not,
sponsor.
Oh, no.
Not anymore, though. Thanks a lot for that.
Sorry about that.
G-Fan is our number two.
G-Fan.
The Godzilla magazine.
That so is a good magazine.
Similar theme.
Godzilla and bikinis?
Yeah.
So is there any secret spoilery things you can give us about the movie? I mean, obviously, we know who the villain is. We know who the hero is. Any ideas of give us some ideas on what the story plot's going to be?
Well, there's a I guess we haven't talked too much plot in any of the interviews.
It's a bunch of robots beating on each other for about, I think, maybe 15 minutes. I think everyone's going to talk about it.
So the opening scene to Transformers 2?
More or less. Not so many low angle shots, though. But
yeah, no Megan Fox.
Damn it.
Well, it takes place in a dilapidated Soviet train yard.
One of the stands. We're not really sure which one yet. One of the more interesting ones.
Yeah. Animation stand.
Oh, okay.
And it involves a lot of the action scientists. So our boy Jenkins is going to be making an appearance. Lang, Ada, and I think there's another one, but I can't remember. He's one of the he's one of the pilots or one of the guys in the plane in the very beginning, but I can't remember his name because he's not very important to the story.
He doesn't have a badass gun.
We just wanted to represent the action scientists there because we know how important they are.
Yeah. So we were talking about the trailer. Where can people get a chance to take a look at the trailer?
Well, you can hop on over to thefictory.com, and there's several different opportunities for you to see it there. thefictory.com/AtomicRobo, where you can download several different HD versions.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you can check it out on YouTube. Those would be the big places, but you know, it's kind of populated all over the internet.
Right.
You know?
And do you guys have the blog going on there, kind of showing any progress of the feature?
Yeah. At thefictory.com, the first page, we have an Atomic Robo production blog where we have some behind the scenes stuff. You can see if you go way back in the history, the Atomic Robo category, you can see things like our first Atomic Robo model. And you'll notice, like for fans of the series, they'll notice that our Robo is a little bit different than Scott and Brian's, the one that they use. You know, because we have to simplify for animation.
Mm-hmm.
Our Helsingard, you can see some of the early sketches of him as well. And even some pencil tests. The most recent series, we've been doing some pencil tests of the Jenkins in one of his first shots where, it's just some line and some color. And I don't know. It's stuff that as a comic or a cartoon guy, I really love to see. And, you know, if there's any other nerds like that out there, I think they'll really enjoy it.
We prefer the term comic book enthusiast.
Well, I was speaking about myself. I know I'm a nerd.
Yeah, no, nerds could use it amongst themselves, but other people can't call us nerds.
That's fair. Other comic enthusiasts might enjoy it.
Joe and Jeff, I want to thank you guys for coming on and telling us about the movie. I can't wait to see it. I'm a big fan, and the trailer kind of blew the doors off me. I was really excited to see it. I didn't even know that it was coming out.
Yeah, well, that's exciting to hear. I mean, the response from the fans, like that, we were really nervous about releasing it because we know if we screw it up, you know, we'll be held to task.
We'll be hearing about it for sure, anonymously, more than likely.
Yeah. You know, it's such a great book, and to be involved in it is kind of, you know, without sounding too cheesy, it's kind of a dream come true, and having people's support is you know, it's what's going to keep this thing going for us. So we're really excited.
Great. Well, we can't wait to see it. So make sure everyone to check out the victory.com, go look at the trailer, read Atomic Robo, and keep up to date. And in 2011. You will see this movie. You heard it here first. Joe, Jeff, thanks for being on with us tonight.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, thank you.
Midtown Comics and MidtownComics.com.
Now, I got to say, it seems like you may have had more fun at Baltimore Comic Con in Maryland than I did in Maine.
Well, yeah. You meet people.
These guys sound like they knew what they were talking about. The guys, you know, over there.
The neurotic hobo team, not so much.
Yeah, it wasn't enough... nowhere near as much production value.
That's all right. But right before, I was saying MidtownComics.com and Midtown Comics, the stores, present Midtown Comics Picks of the Week. Demetrius, what's your pick for this week?
My pick is Incredible Hercules Assault on New Olympus. Is this
the hardcover or the trade?
No, it's a trade. It's trade paperback.
Okay.
It's great. It's years of a Hercules story building up to... you know, this final war with the gods who are trying to, you know, I don't know, reconquer the earth or something like that.
That's usually what they want to do.
That's what they want to do. And Hercules, with the help of Athena, Amadeus Cho, and his Avengers pals are going to stop them. Oh, you know what they want to do? They want to bring about the apocalypse, now that I think about it. They want to bring the end of the world. That's what these gods want to do.
They want to
restart it, you know, and bring a world where, you know, people are going to worship them and stuff.
Because no one worships the gods anymore.
Something like that.
Except for you.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Who's the god of podcasting?
The god of podcasting?
Yeah.
In ancient Greek culture or in modern culture?
In Greek culture.
Ancient Greek culture was Podcastius. That's where the word came from. He's actually a Roman god.
Podcast. It's
Podcastius.
From the Greek, Podcastius.
It's a Latin, Podcastius. the Greek words is the Greek word is akustikophono.
What does that mean?
It's not even close. It's you know, it's a Greek word.
All right. can I go to my pick now?
Yeah, go to your pick, but my pick is probably better.
Well, we'll see. My pick is Cuba, My Revolution, the hardcover from Vertigo. It's coming out this week. It's a kind of a...
Dean Haspiel,
podcast guest from Oka. He's going to be signing that book at our store next week, too.
That's right, Grand Central store.
Yes, your store.
My store.
Your store. But it's sort of a memoirs about this woman who grew up during the revolution of Fidel Castro in the 40s and 50s and 60s. And it's all based on true life stuff. And he's really good with that kind of stuff. I don't know if anyone's ever read The Alcoholic, but his art is very simple yet complex enough to get across the emotions that a story like this would have for you. So I'm looking forward to reading it. I saw him in Baltimore and talked to him for a little bit.
Yeah.
And he had a preview copy and let me flip through it. And it looks like a really great book.
Now, let me ask something, because it sounds similar to something I viewed recently.
What's that?
Would you say that there's a parallel to the movie Machete?
I did not see Machete, so I couldn't say.
Well, let me give you a brief synopsis.
Please.
He was given an offer he couldn't refuse, but he was betrayed. Now, left for dead.
Yeah. That it?
Machete, you know, is going to...
Cut you down.
Get revenge.
All right, I got it. No, I don't think it has anything to
make
do
sure
with it.
Make sure he's not after you. They messed with the wrong Mexican.
Well, there's a revolution in that movie.
Okay. You spoil it for me. I was going to go see it tomorrow.
It's less serious than Cuba My Revolution.
Probably. This is more of a serious think piece.
Yeah, no, the Machete was not a think piece any means.
Well, two different forms of art, you know?
You know, we should introduce Midtown Comics Podcast the same way they did that trailer, the Machete trailer.
How's it go?
They recorded a podcast. But then they missed an episode. Two episodes. Now, putting together a third episode, they're struggling.
That's terrible.
Well, because we're struggling. I made a point to say that we're struggling.
No, okay. Okay. We're doing fine. All right. Okay, so that's our picks. And a reminder about that, on September 15th, Wednesday, 6:30, 7:30, Dean Haspiel will be at the Grand Central Store.
I can't wait, man. That guy's a great
signing,
guy.
Signing Cuba, My Revolution for everyone.
Awesome. Will he sign my Bored to Death DVD?
He will.
Awesome.
Have you watched the show?
Will he sign my Mad Men DVD?
He might. I don't know. He might sign. I can't answer that for him. What do you got for the sales for us this week, Demetrius?
Well, what about the Ivan Brandon signing this?
Well, we're going to sales and then.
Oh, okay.
So this was just a preview teaser.
A teaser event.
Exactly.
Okay. Here's a teaser sales online.
Tease me.
We got 30% off of DC back issues, letters H through N, and all Fantastic Four with the code word.
Yes.
Which I can't tell you what it is. You have to subscribe to the newsletter. Also, we have 10 to 50% off of all action figures. And 30% off of all Halloween costumes and accessories. So, I mean, that's Halloween is a couple of months away. I mean, not like less than 2 months away. Yeah,
it's a month and some change.
There you go. It's close.
Are you ready? What are you going to be for Halloween this year?
I'm torn between.
You were former Grand Central manager Brian Quinn last year for Halloween.
And that was 2 years ago. But I'm going to go.
Who were you last year? I thought you were Brian.
Last year too. No, last year I was. Last year was Neurotic Hobo.
Yeah, your Neurotic Hobo costume.
I might go this year as Atomic Robo.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So the tease is over.
I might go as a Rocketeer.
That's good. It's an elaborate costume. It's cost a lot of money.
I'll go as Cliff Secord, like casual.
Who are you? I'm Cliff Secord. Hey. The tease is over. Here comes the events.
All right, what are the events?
Thursday, September 9th, which is this Thursday, which is new release day for this week. So anyone listening to this, word to the wise, don't come in on Wednesday expecting new books. But you can
still
come in on Wednesday anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, September 9th, Thursday, 6:30 to 7:30 at Grand Central, Ivan Brandon is going to be signing Weird War Tales, number 1 from DC, and Doc Savage, number 6, which he's writing as well. And the following week, Wednesday, September 15th, like I mentioned before, Dean Haspiel is going to be signing the Cuba My Revolution hardcover from Vertigo at Grand Central from 6:30 to 7:30. So we hope to see you out there at both of those.
Me too.
You hope to see me?
No. Well, other people as well.
Yeah, that's true.
I see you all the time.
That's true. You can always follow the store on Twitter. It's Midtown Comics, one word. You can shop online at our website, midtowncomics.com. We have new blogs that are up. You can listen to us there. Post comments, blah, 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 any of that sort of blog stuff. It's blog.midtowncomics.com. Email the podcast, podcast@midtowncomics.com. Demetrius, do you have any final words for us this week?
Yeah.
Okay.
How about Bullseyes from Shadowland number 1.
Oh, man.
Spoiler alert.
The series isn't even over yet.
It's just begun.
It's a killer. Literally.
Wait. This ain't like you. You wouldn't. And then Luke Cage says,
"We gotta shut this down like now."
And then Iron Fist says,
"Oh, my God, he's gonna... No, no, no."
Iron Fist is a guy. And then Bullseye gets killed.